Just hours of oxygen remain for crew of Titanic sub as more ships join rescue effort. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 22, 2023. Just hours of presumed oxygen endurance remain for the passengers and crew of a submersible lost near the wreck of the Titanic. But more aircraft and ships are joining the last-minute hunt to save those on board. When the submersible Titan dived with two crew and three passengers on Sunday morning, it was only due to be underwater a matter of hours, but nevertheless was said to be carrying 96 hours of reserve oxygen on board. If the loading is correct and the oxygen on board is consumed at the presumed rate, that could give those on board, assuming the craft is still in one piece and those on board are still alive, until just 1,130 BSD, 0630 ED, today. Yet the conditions on board the Titan are not known. How quick oxygen is being consumed is unknown, and how well those on board have been able to conserve what oxygen they have may vary. An academic has told UK state broadcaster the BBC this morning. Dr. Ken Ledez of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland said if those on board huddle together to keep warm and refrain from physical activity, even avoiding shivering in the cold depths of the ocean by sharing body heat, that would mean less oxygen consumed. Ultimately, Dr. Ledez said, some onboards could survive a low oxygen state longer than others. Calling the idea of some occupants having a chance of survival at the last minute but not others a disturbing conversation. The academic also spoke of the potential benefit of the cold on board the submarine, saying the temperature on the ocean floor is around 0 degrees Celsius, 32°F. Dr. Ledez said, per the BBC, there is a possibility if they cool down enough and lose consciousness they could live through it. Rescuers know this. The discussion of oxygen levels on board the submersible Titan is, however, based on a lot of assumptions, not least that when the craft lost contact with the surface on Sunday, it was not due to a catastrophic failure destroying the craft. Meanwhile, the search continues. The U.S. Coast Guard has published an image detailing the search grids deployed by air and surface assets to attempt to locate the sub. A large red cross appears to state the last known position of the Titan above the wreck of the Titanic, and the grids overlaid show a strong bias towards searches to the southeast, underlining local weather and tidal conditions, showing which way rescuers think an unpowered craft would have drifted in the time given. As time has gone on, more ships have joined the search. French survey vessel Atalante is one of the latest, and its publicly published GPS data shows it, at time of publication, proceeding at 5 knots over the wreck of the Titanic. The ship carries an advanced undersea robot, remote-operated vehicle, of ROV, which can dive to the Titanic's depth without being destroyed. Remote-controlled Victor 6000 couldn't bring up the stricken submersible under its own power were it discovered, reports NBC, but could attach a line to haul it up with. Per the U.S. Coast Guard, 8 ships have arrived or are on their way to assist, with at least 4 ROVs available to search, as well as aircraft. One of the craft inbound is the HMCS Glossay Bay, a Canadian warship that departed Halifax on Tuesday and is carrying a mobile decompression chamber and medical personnel. As interest in the missing submarine has gripped media worldwide, more attention has come to focus on how the submersible Titan came to be lost. As previously reported, OceanGate and their CEO Stockton Rush, who designed the Titan and was piloting it at its time of disappearance, took a bullish approach to business which appeared to verge on the woke. Rush said in a now-unearthed interview that he didn't want to hire experienced ex-military submariners because 50-year-old white guys aren't inspirational enough. He said, "When I started the business, old-timers in the industry told me I was nuts. And they continue to tell me that, partly because I said I was going to take inexperienced pilots in a submarine. In current, in zero visibility, and they thought I was insane."